Take your holy book. Turn to Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, verse number 21. Exodus chapter 13 and verse number 21. And the Bible says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people." I want to preach this morning for a little bit, if God be our help, on the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory. That's the very glory of the presence of God. Amen? And I thank God for that, don't you? I'm glad it's prevalent. I'm glad it's real. I'm glad it's not something that's made up, but praise the Lord, it is so real that we can experience, even in this present world that we live. Praise you. Ain't you glad it's that way? We see the power, we see the evident power, we see the evident presence of the Lord, praise God, as we see, it said it went before them in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Amen. To give them light, praise God, by day and by night. I'm glad we got that God today. And the God that they had coming out of the Exodus, coming out of Egypt, the type of the world, it was the same God that brought them out is the same God that's with you and I today. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad it's that way, don't you? Ain't you? If it wasn't, God might He might love us one minute and cast us off the next, but God ain't that way. He loves us with a forever love. He cares for us with a godly care, and I'm glad God does it that way. I'm glad God is who He is, and I'm glad, praise God, that He has the ability to love us. Now, we see this, and the Bible tells us that they come out, if you back up one verse, into verse number 20, into the edge of the wilderness. Amen? They come back into the edge, they come out into the edge of the wilderness as they're departing out of the, out of Egypt. They're the top of the world, as you can see. And they come to this place, to the edge. But even at the edge, God says, "Hey, I'm going to be a light for you." He said, "I'm going to keep the light on. I'm going to keep you covered. I'm going to offer you protection, even in the edge of the wilderness." It seems today like sometime we're out and we're approaching the edge of the wilderness, like we're approaching a place that we've never been before. Praise the Lord. We don't really know how to proceed. We don't know how to go forward. And we know that there's no place to go back. And so we're kind of in a lull trying to figure out what to do. And if we ain't careful, what happens? We begin to be like these people that were delivered out of Egypt. Now, these folks had been crying by reason of their taskmasters for over 400 years. They'd been crying for God to send a deliverance, to send a deliverer to bring them out of that mess. So God does. He sends Moses down to deliver the people. But what do they do as soon as they get gone? As soon as they God begins to offer deliverance, as soon as they begin to come out, the first thing that they begin to do, they begin to murmur and complain. Amen? That sound like typical Baptists, don't they? Amen? The first thing they begin to do, even though God is heard their pleas by reason of their taskmaster, He's done come down to where they was. He's chose him out a man that He's been preparing for over 40 years, and He sends them down to Egypt, and He said, "Go down there and bring my people out." Amen? And He don't say, He said, "Bring them out and bring them unto me." Amen. So He's and Moses does that. He's giving them a perspective to look at, but the first thing they do is begin to murmur and complain. They get down there a place, the edge of the wilderness. They get down there a place between the wilderness and the Red Sea. And they began to complain and murmur to Moses. Amen? Look at verse 11 and 12. He said, "And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Amen? Now, I won't say this morning, praise God. If we are saved and born again, then we shouldn't be putting our faith in the world and the things thereof. Our faith should be in the Lord God of heaven. Even when we're wandering around in the wilderness, even when we don't know exactly where we're at or how to proceed next, we should be putting our faith, we should put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's already been through everything that we'll have to deal with. He already knows ahead of time where you are. And He knows exactly what you need to get you through. Amen. Praise God. So you see the Lord. And Moses said unto the people, verse 13, said, fear ye not and stand still. Amen. Fear ye not. See, don't be afraid. He said, just stand still. Sometimes we got to stop, praise God, just to see the mighty hand of God. Amen. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we get to pressing on so hard that we'll press on ahead of God. Amen. Sometimes you have to slow up. Sometimes we have to just wait upon the Lord so that we can see His mighty hand. But He said, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. Amen. He said, listen, folks. He said, hey, quit your murmuring and complaining. The Lord has brought you out of Egypt. He's brought you out of bitter bondage and slavery. And He's brought you out here. You think He brought you out here to forsake you and leave you? No way. He said, don't be afraid. Just stand still and see the magnificent power of God. See the glory, hallelujah. I'm glad you can see salvation, ain't you? Amen, praise the Lord. I'm glad you can see salvation. What are you talking about, Pastor Jeff? I'm glad, praise God, that when God of heaven, when He moves into an old lost sinner, it don't matter if they're a drunkard or a harlot or a drug addict, praise God, when the Lord God of heaven moves in, He saves them by His marvelous grace, and He begins, praise God, He said, just see the salvation when God begins to bring them up and bring them out of that mess. Amen. Well, what a procedure. But it's amazing to be able to see that, to see the salvation of the Lord. I'm glad we can see it today, ain't you? Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. If you go, when somebody gets saved and they continue in their own pernicious way, well, I have to kind of ask them to check up. Amen. Have to kind of wonder, praise God, if they really got the goods. See, a lot of times we got a head knowledge. We know who Jesus is, but we don't have a heart knowledge. Amen. We ought to love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us. There ought to be something down inside us. Head knowledge won't save you. Head knowledge is just a seed, praise God, that puts there. But the Holy Ghost of God has to press that down into your heart. And your heart, it's through the heart that we can know God. Amen? Praise the Lord. He'll work it into you. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. But we see this, he said, just stand still. He said, and I'm going to show you the Shekinah glory of God. The very presence of God Almighty. Amen. To let Him know that He's here with you, that He's here to help you, that He's not left you alone. Now in the darkness of the world today, in the darkness of the hour, sometimes it feels like you're all alone. Feels like there's nobody there that cares for you. Amen? Know that the things are so confusing, things are so hard, things are so difficult. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's there to help you along the way. He says, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, at a worldliness, the things that the world does. This is what He says, you shall see them again no more forever. Amen. He said, praise God, after today, you won't have to worry about Egypt no more. Amen. Praise God. They murmured, they complained, they said, oh man, wasn't there enough graves in Egypt? You have to bring it out here in the wilderness to die. He said, listen, he said, just don't be afraid. Just stand still. See the power of God. See the Shekinah glory of God come down. Praise His name. I'm glad God can move, ain't you? Praise the Lord, you see Him and see what takes place. Said, Lord, He said, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speaketh unto the children of Israel that they go forward Amen. God said, I didn't bring you out here to stop now. Praise God, I brought you out here, praise God, so you can proceed. He said, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch it out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Amen. I can just see old Moses, can't you? You see him? He says, okay, Lord, let me tell the people. He said, let me have your attention a minute. Let me have your attention a minute. What I'm going to do, I'm going to extend the rod of the Lord that he gave me over the sea, and the sea's going to part, okay? And then when it's parted, we're going to go across on dry land, okay? Pass the word back through there. You know, probably several million people. He said, we're going across. Amen. It's like, what? He said, this guy's crazy. He said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you just got to have faith. Yeah. Amen. Can you see him as he stands there a few minutes and just watches the crowd? Of course, they're mumbling and complaining and mumbling and talking and what? And then he gets back to the very back and somebody says, oh, man, that's bound to be wrong. You bound to misheard him. That's not what he said. He said something else. No, he said, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said he's going to raise up his stick and that water's going to part. We're going to go across, come to the other side on dry land. Amen. God says sometimes we just got to have faith to believe. Amen. He said if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, one of the smallest seeds that there is. Amen. Those things are so small, if you ain't very careful, you'll lose it before you ever get it planted. Amen. Teeny tiny. But he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say, be ye removed, the mountain, be ye removed, cast the depths of the sea, and guess what? It's gone. You know, preacher, that's just some kind of old saying. And praise God, that's the word of God. Reason we don't see things happening today, praise God, is because we don't have faith to believe. He said, pray believing. And you shall what? Receive. He said, if you pray, believe, if you pray with a bunch of doubt in your life, praise God, a bunch of doubt in your heart, you're not going to see it come to pass. We got to pray believing that God's able, the God that he knows where we're at, knows the situation we're in, knows that we're at the inroad that we're at. Amen. And know that he's the only one can get us through. He's the only one that can bring us through. Why? Because the Shekinah glory of God is there to manifest himself. The very presence of God is there every day if we'll just recognize his presence. He's always with us. Amen. As a child of God, the Holy Spirit of God indwells you. March 1976, the Holy Spirit of God come down to where I was. And I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me an old sorry sinner. I mean, from the contrition of my heart. And he forgave me. Amen. But not only forgive me, he moved into my heart. He moved in, he took up his abode. I don't understand all that. I'll just be honest. That's bigger than I am. But the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, praise God, he came in, and the Bible said he indwells me. He moved into my heart, just like he did you when you got saved. He moved into your heart. Praise God, he kicked off his shoes, and he set up housekeeping. Amen. Amen. And he'll clean it out. He'll clean everything out if we'll let him. He'll get all the trash off that old table you was eating off of. He'll set, glory, hallelujah, he'll set you a table to dine on that's fit for a king. Amen. That's what he'll do if we have faith to believe. So his presence, the Shekinah glory, the presence of God is in you. The only reason you won't see it is because you stifle it. Stifle it. Amen. Try to bottle it up, cap it off. Hello? because of a lack of faith to believe that the Holy Spirit lives in you. The third person of Trinity, He's real. His presence is real. Hey, listen, that's why we have church. A good service is here because we're born again believers and Christ is with us through the Holy Spirit. That's why I got to be careful because He's tenderhearted. You can grieve Him away. That means He withdraw Himself back. But He's in you, praise God. But what we can do by our unbelief is push him back to the darkest corner of our heart instead of letting Him have preeminence in our lives. Amen. The Shekinah glory of God, it's there to radiate out if we'll just let Him. Amen. I told the church, I don't know what was it, Wednesday night or like Sunday night. I said, what we ought to do every time we come to church, we ought to be preparing. Amen. But to just bring a little fire with us. A little fire starter. Amen. To have a verse of scripture or just a praise report to just give God the glory, just to kindle the fire, praise God, to get us a burning, glory to God. I'm afraid what happens sometimes, just the kind of glory of God, it's always real, it's always good. But sometimes if we ain't careful, it's like that old fire in your stove, praise God, during the wintertime. You'll turn them dampers down during the day when you go off to work and you come in of an evening. And if you don't open those dampers up and kindle her back up, it won't be long during the night. You'll go to getting a chill and you'll realize the fire's gone out. Amen. Amen. Ain't let the fire go out, praise God. We got to get in the Word of God. We got to study. Realize how much God loves us and how much He's in us and how much He wants to help us. You and I. Amen. He wants to help us. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I know He helps you, but He'll help us all if we'll let Him. Praise the Lord. Because He's there. There's a kind of glory, praise God, His presence. He goes on and he says, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. They shall follow them. And I will get my honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Amen. And you know the Paul Harvey verse, the rest of the story. I said that the children of Israel went across on dry land just like God said. Amen. He said dry land. I don't praise God. By the time God got through with it, they wasn't even no mud puddles. Amen. They didn't even get their sandals muddy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then when the Egyptians went in after them, praise God, God closed it up and drowned them. Amen. Took them away. The Shekinah glory, they saw the Shekinah glory, the power, the presence of God Almighty. I wonder tonight, today, how many times we're missing the Shekinah glory of God, seeing the presence of the Lord because of unbelief, because of a lack of faith. Amen. God, hey, with God, the Bible says with God, nothing's impossible. You say, well, preacher, there's some things. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. We've seen it. We've seen Him heal cancer. We've seen Him heal heart disease. Amen. Praise God. God's done that. Because there's nothing impossible with God. So we see the children of Israel, they make it through. They make it through the waters. Amen. It's a kind of glory. God, the presence of God is with them. Praise God. And then we see in Exodus chapter 33, we see the Shekinah glory of God in the tabernacle. Amen. The tabernacle of God is set up out there in the wilderness. And they come into the tabernacle in the power and the presence of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 33 and verse number 7 said, Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. The place of the assembly. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Amen. Everybody that wanted to see the power of God, that wanted to be see the manifestation of the Shekinah glory of God, they went out to the tabernacle of God. Hey, how are you going to find God? You're going to have to go where He is. Amen. That's why it bothers me so much when people say, well, preacher, You know, I don't need to go to church. I read my Bible here, and everything's okay. Praise God. If you want to see the power of God, you're going to praise God. We need to go to where God is. You say, well, preacher, you just said that God lives in. Yeah, we're the tabernacle of God. This old body of flesh we live in, that's the tabernacle. That's where you, once you're saved, that's where God lives. But he said, fail not to assemble yourself together, custom is even so more as the day approach. Well, so we need to be assembling, we need to be growing, we need to be encouraging each other. Amen. To grow in our faith, praise God, in Lord Jesus Christ. Said it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door. Why did they do that? They were expecting something. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why we don't get much anymore? Because we don't expect much. Amen. If you go to the house of God and you're expecting the Lord to show up because you know He's here, because you bring Him with you. Amen. And you show up at the house of God, and God manifests Himself, praise God, and we see His presence. And it's real. And we expect Him to be here. Joshua, we expect Him to show out. We show up. Amen. Amen. We expect to see Him, praise God, in the volume of the book it's written of Him. When you open up His blessed old King James Bible, praise God, He manifests Himself. You say, praise God, there He is. Amen. There He is. Right there, praise God, just like He said He'd be. Amen, praise God. Nathan said, they looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. So it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. Amen. I tell you, when you get to where God is, praise God, God talk to you. God will speak to you. When He sees that you're sincere, when He sees that you want to communicate with Him, He'll communicate with you. You know why we failed in our Bible reading? Because we'll pick up the book and we say, well, I better do my Bible reading, and we'll do that. We'll run through that thing just as quick as we can. We'll read two or three verses, or we'll read a chapter, and we'll fold it up and throw it down, thinking we've done a great thing. But when God sees that we're sincere, when we come before Him, we come seeking something from, when we come to converse with Him. Amen. That's what happens when we get into the book, praise God. God's speaking to us. Hello? You don't have a little talk with God, praise God, read your Bible. Amen. Open it with a design to see Him in His presence. Praise God. You'll come down. Praise the Lord where you're at. Said the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. Whoa. Amen. There's a kind of glory, the presence of God, the literal presence of God Almighty. It's there. As a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Amen. So Moses had a little talk with God, face to face, person to person. Amen. Then Moses left the tabernacle, but guess who stayed behind? Joshua, the son of Nun, praise God. He stayed behind. Amen. I just see him as Moses starts. He said, Joshua, you come. He said, no, I ain't going. He said, I think I'll just stay here a while. Amen. Praise God. It's just so good in the presence of the Lord. I just think I'll stay a while and maybe me and the Lord will have us a conversation. Amen. Reason we don't have a conversation with God because we ain't looking to. God, we get so caught up in so big a hurry. We don't see the Shekinah glory of God when He's wanting to manifest it to us. His presence. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see coming down and see the manifestation of the very presence of God. But then look at Exodus chapter 40. Amen. Can you see this? What I'm trying to get you to understand, this is not just a one-time thing. Amen. God's constantly manifesting Himself to His people. In Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34. Verse 33, he said, he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. He said, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode therein. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Amen. When we finish the work that God's assigned us to do, when we pray and seek His face and get in the right atmosphere, and we get sin out of our life, we repent of it and we forsake it and we choose to go with God and we put God first and praise God like we're supposed to. He said, seek the Lord, praise God, put Him first and His righteousness. And He said, all these things will be added to you. And when we do that, because we love Him, God begins to manifest Himself to us. The cloud come down and covered the tent. Moses not able to enter in because the presence of God was so big and the presence of God was so real and the Shekinah glory of God was so vast and so amazing and so powerful and so strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. He just stand there and look. Sometimes that's the way I feel. The power of God is so real and so present. All I can do is just stand there in amazement. Amen? There's times, praise God, when you stand up behind this blessed old sacred desk and you don't even know what to do because the Spirit of God is so real. Amen? You're just waiting to... don't want to get ahead of God. He said, and the Lord filled the tabernacle. So when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. Amen. So they seen the presence, the visible presence of the Lord. Amen. It's prominent. It's the same today. See, the devil wants to make us think, well, that was yesterday, that was then, but he can't do that now. He's the same. Look at Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 19. He said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. He said, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen? So he said, we are that temple, we are that habitation where God through the Spirit, where the Shekinah glory shines down, where the presence of God is made real. You know why? Let me just say this real quickly. You know why the church is not having much effect on the world today? Because we don't have a whole lot of Jesus on us. They're not seeing the Shekinah glory in the presence of God in God's people. Amen. We need a manifestation of the Spirit of God. Praise God, for God to see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. That's what people's looking for. They're looking for a presence of God. They're looking for a reality, amen, in the children of God, me and you. That's what they're seeking. That's what they're trying to find. Amen? But it all plays out even to the end. Amen? The Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 21, Revelation chapter 21, verse number 9 says, there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Amen? And then go down verse 22. He says, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Now watch this. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Praise God. He said it's going to be a time of visible presence of the Lord. He's going to manifest Himself. Praise God. He's going to return in the new city, Holy Jerusalem. He's going to descend down. Praise God. The Messiah is going to rule the earth. Amen. From the Temple Mount. Praise God. Just like He said He would. And He's going to usher in that golden age of peace. It can't come till Jesus comes. Remember what He said in Luke. Luke chapter number 1, when they was, Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 20. Let me find it. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 14. And angels singing, and they was a multitude, heaven host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill for men. On earth. Why? Because of peace of God. He don't come till the Prince of Peace comes. Praise God. He said, listen, the Shekinah glory of God. The presence of God. Amen. It's coming. The presence of God is real. The presence of God is going to be manifest. Praise the Lord. It's going to usher in a golden age of peace. That's what the whole world's looking for. People saying, well, you know, we want peace, but they really don't. Most of the world today wants power. They want power. But the Prince of Power is coming. Amen. Praise God. The manifold presence of God Almighty. Amen. The presence of the Messiah, the Christ of heaven. Amen. The cause of the city of Jerusalem to glow like none else. It'll be a perpetual Shekinah glory. Amen. A forever glowing in the power and the magnificence of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. He said, that's what we've got to look forward to. Amen. There'll be no night. And I told you before, we were designed to live forever. And we'd go to bed and we'd pillar their head in the time of innocence, and we'd wake up the next morning brand new. Amen. You didn't get old and get wrinkles and your heart wear out and your joints wear out. And you know, you'd go to bed at night and wake up brand hammer new. Amen. Just like the day you was created. But we messed that up, didn't we? Amen. But now he said we get older and we get more decrepit. But he said there's coming a day. He said there's coming a day, praise God, in that perfect age, that golden age. In the presence of the Most High God, in the Shekinah glory of God, there'll be no more darkness. There'll be no more night. There'll be no more sadness, and there'll be no more strife. Amen. It'll just be rejoicing forever in the presence of God. You know, if we miss that, we miss it all. Amen. If we miss heaven, we miss it all. Amen. The alternative is strife and hardships in the regions of the damned. Amen, because we forsake the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But as long as God Almighty will bless us, and as long as the glory of heaven, praise God, manifests itself, amen, praise God, we can see the Shekinah glory, and we can bask in the presence of God Almighty.